You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Coming up just shortly, the Hyperlytics live set on Motor Live Drive at 5. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. This afternoon, we have live in the studio the Hyperlytics. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah. What's going on?
It's going great, man. Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Born ready.
All right, let's do it.
This first song on the debut album, A Chance Forever. This one's called The One.
Thank you.
right. Yeah. You're welcome. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the Hyperlytics. How you doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Good. Sounding great.
Thanks.
All right. If you don't mind, if we can go around the room, introduce yourselves.
Sure. I'm Jeff. I'm the lead singer.
I'm Casey. I'm the bass player.
I'm Josh, and I'm the lead guitar player.
I'm Brendan, and I'm the drummer.
All right. How long have you gentlemen been together?
Me and Brendan have been together because we're brothers. We've been together since 2007 as Hyperlytics.
Okay.
And so then Casey...
About a year ago, I get joined.
And Josh is about 4 days.
Yeah. 4 days?
Nah.
Yeah, it's been about a month.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. It looks like you're fitting right in, huh?
Yeah, cool. He's good.
That's cool. So you've been at it for, like, what's that, 7 years?
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Brendan have been playing together a long time. We've been playing since so long that he was in diapers when we first started. That's been about 2 weeks.
So you just handed him one of them instruments and said, here, play.
Yeah.
That's great. So you must really like it a lot then.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got a show coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow we play, Local Palooza at the Ritz. Saturday, we are going to be at Hamilton Street Pub up in Saginaw.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, we're at Simon's After Dark. And next weekend, we play... Who knows where we play next weekend?
St. Andrews Hall.
The Michigan Fest.
Yeah, Michigan Fest, yep.
Okay, we'll talk more about that a little later on. That's a big one there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
it looks like you gentlemen are busy, definitely, for the next week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Now, the songs that we're going to hear this afternoon, are they available on a record or release? Or?
Yep, they're available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all the major online retailers, as well as at all of our shows, we have CDs for sale and for charity as well.
Okay. All right. What do you have next for us?
The next song is one of my favorite songs that we have on the album. It's called Who I Am.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right. All right. Live in the studio on Motor Live Drive at 5, the Hyperlytics. Oh, yeah. What is the name of the new release? Or latest, I should say.
The latest is called A Chance at Forever.
A Chance at Forever. Okay. Is that self-released, I take it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And like you said, it's available on all the major sites that most people can look for releases.
Yep.
And how long has it been out?
Last year we released it.
August.
Yep. August.
About a year now.
It's about a year, okay. Any plans in the future? Record something?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we already got a couple new ones recorded. We're waiting to get a few more together and get some fundage in so that way we can get back to the studio.
Okay, so we're probably looking at beginning of next year, early?
Roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. So what are your influences? I take it the majority of what we're hearing really comes from you and your brother there? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yep, okay. Yep. Yeah, our biggest musical influence growing up was Green Day.
Green Day, yeah, okay.
That's where a lot of our sound comes from.
I can kind of see that, yeah.
You know, my lyrics are inspired by, you know, past relationships and girls that I wanted to be in relationships with, girls that decided that they wouldn't want to be in a relationship with me.
Yeah.
And then of course, Brendan and his relationships. But no. And then a couple of other songs we have inspired. Actually, the next one that we're going to play, Bad Friend, this one comes from our old manager from another band. He was not a very good guy to us. He kind of just stole from us and kind of broke all of our hearts. So this next song that we have coming up is called Bad Friend.
Wow. So he was worse than a woman then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So Bad Friend.
Yep.
Bad friend. All right. Live in the studio, the Hyperlytics. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. So for listeners that are just joining in, why don't you go over those shows that are happening this weekend again? You're playing tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night is at the Ritz.
The Ritz?
Warren. Okay. Localpalooza.
Localpalooza. Do you know any of the other bands that are playing?
With adult.
It's all ages with adult. The other bands.
Just a couple off the top of your head, maybe? Or.
What?
The other bands.
There's so many bands, I can't even name them all.
There's so many amazing local bands that we're going to be playing with tomorrow.
That's why we expect every single listener out there to show up tomorrow.
Okay, just to find out what the other bands are.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, you know what we are, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, and then Saturday?
We are at Hamilton Street Pub up in Saginaw.
Saginaw, okay. Yeah. And then Sunday?
It's Simon's After Dark in Allen Park.
Okay. Yeah, that place is starting to do a lot of shows nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know who you're playing with there? Or?
The only one I know of for sure is Hung Up, just because we played with them a couple times before.
Okay.
I don't have the full band list in front of me.
I just figure I always like to help plug some of the other bands you guys play with. Not just you, but any
right.
band that, you know, comes on the show, you know.
Sure.
Kind of cross-promote, that kind of thing. It's amazing sometimes how many times I'll get a band on here and they'll talk about a band that's already been on or will be on the show, you know. So it helps everybody. Okay. And then I was just getting ready to look up the Michigan Fest, but... we'll save that for the next break, because there's a lot of great bands on there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
And that's happening at St. Andrews Hall. That's like one of those all-day things. It starts at 4 p.m.
Yeah, there's 19 bands
so
that
it's
night.
Two stages.
Upstairs and downstairs, yep.
And I think it's like one of those things that's set up beautifully, isn't it? Like the second somebody ends, the next band starts
yep.
kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. I like the way they do that now. When I was young, you had to wait, like, you know, forever in between each band. I think you spent more time waiting than you did listening.
Yeah, I think there's 7 minutes between bands.
Okay, oh, wow. Just enough time to go to the restroom and get a beverage, and that's it, if
yep.
you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
All right, what do we got, Tal?
The next song up is Dream Girl.
Dream Girl.
This is the first song we wrote.
Okay.
We'll be right back. thing that I need to say. I love you more each and every day. I need you now more than ever before. So take my hand, let's go out the door. She's my dream girl, I know for sure. When I close my eyes, all I see is her. She's my dream girl, I know it's true. All the one I want, just me and you. She's my dream girl, I know for sure. When I close my eyes, all I see is her. She's my dream girl, I know it's true. All the one I want, just me and you.
Live in the studio, the Hyperlytics, here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live music every Thursdays from 5 to 6, and that is what you are listening to now. Yeah, I pulled up the site, and 19 bands. I see the Antics are playing. They were here last week, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
And did a live set. Let's see. I see your band, of course, on there. Hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Soldier's Last Breath.
Yeah, they're awesome. I like them.
Now, they're going to be here next week.
Oh, cool.
And one of our faves, who's they've actually played here on the Motor Show before, is a band called Archaic Spadium. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're quite good. You want to check them out. They're playing The Shelter, the second stage, about midpoint.
Okay.
I see. You might be able to check them out before you play, according to what I see here. Because you're playing pretty late in the show, aren't you?
Yeah, we're third to last.
Third to last. And it ends at, what, midnight, I think?
Midnight or 1, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm figuring you guys will go on about 10?
10,
approximately?
I think 10-ish. It's 9:45 to, like, 10:25 or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, well, we'll give our listeners a good idea of when to look for you if they do make it down there. Sounds like a good show, though. Lots of great bands. Blind Season, I see there. Mm-hmm. Obscene Color. Oh, yeah. Don't recognize all of them, but I do recognize a few of them. So that should be a good time. It says, yeah, doors are at 4 p.m. sharp. Music starts at promptly at 4:45. At the main stage, 5 p.m. on the secondary stage. Too much caffeine today. And the show is all ages and will be over by midnight. That's what it says.
Okay.
All right. But it looks like a good time. That's a week from Saturday. Not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday.
That's right.
Okay. St. Andrews Hall in downtown Detroit. All right. Any shows after that on the Pike? Or?
We are... Again, I don't have my full schedule in front of me, but we're booked every weekend until the middle of September because I'm expecting a baby.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful. Do you know what it is?
Yep, it's going to be a little girl. Her name's going to be Alexandria May.
Alexandria May.
Who's the father?
Is it going to look like the postman, the milkman? Well, that's wonderful. That's great. For your first, of course.
My first born, yeah. I have a stepdaughter.
Okay. With the same person?
Yeah.
If you don't mind my asking? Oh, that's great. Well, you're getting started on a family then. I don't know if you're going to have time to be playing your music if you got that going.
Oh, there's always time for music.
You'll make time. Even if it's in between feedings, right?
Right.
That's great.
Well, I got one hand. I'll just do finger tapping and then hold the baby in the other. It'll be easy.
You're going to have to send me a picture when you do that. That sounds cool. All right, that's great. Okay, all right, so again, all these tracks that we're listening to right now, they're on the new release, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is called Independence?
Yes.
All right, and any thoughts on where that came from or story?
Where did that one come from, Brendan?
Oh, well, it came from a story.
That was in my phone when I wrote it down.
Yeah.
No, it's about, well, it's exactly what it is. It's about being independent and not having to listen to the authoritative person in your life.
Yep.
So.
Which we know we have a lot of those, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too many.
All right, let's hear it.
¶¶
Okay, live in the studio, the Hyperlytics. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Yeah, I brought up the page invite for Local Palooza. That's happening tomorrow night, as you said, at the Ritz in Warren, Michigan. I see yourselves. I see Blackmail, Dr. Atomic, Obscene.
Cool.
Huh?
Cool. That sounds cool.
Dr. Atomic, yeah. Obscene Colors, Concrete Angels, Gritch, and headlining is Neverlast. I've never heard of Neverlast. Are you familiar with them?
I know of them.
Of them, yes. Yeah. I would imagine it's slightly different genres of music here, right? I mean, it's still rock, but...
Well, always.
Yeah. But do you know what kind of stuff Neverlast does by any chance? Or?
Not a clue.
Just heard of them.
Right.
Okay. I'm just curious. And someone named DJ Blackmore 5050. I wonder what that is.
Sounds like some kind of DJ. It's going to be spinning some tunes, hopefully.
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking of classic rock there. Blackmore 5050? I don't know. That's just me. So that's happening tomorrow night at the Ritz in Warren. Okay, so you got some good shows coming up. Local Palooza. You got the Michigan Fest a week from Saturday. And again, the name of your release is?
A Chance at Forever.
Chance It Forever, and our listeners can find it on all the major sites.
Yep.
Including our website is hyperlyticsonline.com.
Okay, do you have a Facebook page too?
Facebook.com/hyperlytics.
Okay, so we can probably look it up there for sure.
Yep.
Excuse me, that's where I usually spend most of my time looking up bands and such. Okay.
It's a good place.
Yeah. People put that site down all the time, but I find that it's a wealth of information when it comes to, for me, music and stuff. So, all right. What do we have now?
The next song we have is called Look at Us Now. This is our first single.
First single, okay.
It's a good time to make our shout out to our favorite fan in the world that's listening right now. His name is Riley.
Open my eyes.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the Hyperlytics, and they're doing a show for us between 5 and 6 o'clock. They're going to be with us for the next 20 minutes. So, how did you gentlemen hook up with Paul?
Well, we actually met him. We were playing a show at White's Bar up in Saginaw.
Okay.
Playing the Crispy Festival, and his old band Neurosonic was playing, And okay. We really liked their music, so, you know, we approached him after, and we were talking to him a little bit and talking to his band, and he liked us. He stayed and watched our show right after them, and he liked us and became instant friends with them.
Wow, that's great.
I think the green booty shorts I was wearing helped, too.
Yes. Green booty shorts help in every situation.
Yeah, that does help, doesn't it? And for our listeners to explain, Paul is Paul Smash Cobb. And he's the one, I believe, that's putting on both shows. Am I correct?
Yes.
I knew he was definitely putting on the Michigan Fest, but he's also putting on the Lollapalooza one tomorrow as well.
Yes. Mm.
So he's becoming really huge in the promoting thing now, isn't he?
Yeah, he actually just became the booking agent for Diesel Lounge.
Diesel. Now, is he still doing the Ritz as well? Because I know he was doing that for a while.
Yes, yeah. He is.
So he's doing both.
Yep.
Ah, another slacker. Yeah, he must love music. He must love music. Yeah.
What's there not to love?
I can't think of a single thing, to be honest with you. I always
makes me young again.
Okay. Yeah, we need that, don't we, Casey?
Oh yeah.
You're just a couple years older than the other band members, so. Yeah, I've always told people. I tell some of the bands that come on here. A question was presented to me once, if you could lose one of your two senses, or I should say if you had to lose one of your two senses, which one would you pick, your eyesight or your hearing? What do you think I answered?
Your eyesight.
Yeah. Eyesight every day.
You got it.
So you can listen to more hyperlyrics.
Exactly. But I could get by, I could live, you know, wonderfully if I could still listen to music. I can imagine what something looks like. That's cool with me. Mm-hmm. In fact, some things, you know, especially like when you go to Walmart, you don't need to see it anyway, right? So you're actually doing yourself a favor by being blind. But to never be able to listen to music ever again, now that would hurt. That would definitely mm-hmm. hurt. Okay, so
we're going to change our set list a little bit here. We thought we had a little bit less time than we did, so we're good.
Okay.
We're going to add one.
That sounds good to me.
This is our new single that we just put out about 2 months ago. This one's called My Dear Friend.
My Dear Friend. Okay. We'll be right back.
the sky. All the tears falling from his face, his final last goodbye.
So that one is My Dear Friend.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for adding that on. I appreciate it.
The song is currently available on our website, hyperlyticsonline.com. Mm-hmm. It's a free single right now. So get it while there's an opportunity, because it's not yet released everywhere else.
Did you hear that, audience? It's free.
Free music.
You have no excuse on that one. Not at all. Okay. That's wonderful. Okay. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live drive at 5 show, and we have the Hyperlytics in here, who got some great shows coming up. We got Local Palooza tomorrow, and forgive me again, that's at the Ritz?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the Ritz and Warren.
Right, okay, and then Saturday we have?
Saturday is Hamilton Street Pub up in Saginaw.
And then Sunday?
Simon's After Dark in Allen Park.
Okay. And then a week from Saturday, Michigan Fest at St. Andrews Hall with all kinds of great bands, including bands that have been here and will be here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. So sounds like a great show. Okay. And as you said, you can get all your music on the different websites that everybody goes to normally. And let's see. We got three more?
Two more.
Okay. Let's see.
Next one is another one down.
Another one down.
It's a brand new song, not yet released.
Forgive me, you already played Look at Us Now?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I grew up in the 70s. Enough said, right? Okay. All right, so another one down.
I'd like to just say something real fast about this song.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Sky.
Okay.
This one's for you, bud.
All right, for Sky.
Yeah!
That song is sick.
Sounded good. All right, you're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the Hyperlytics. Anything else you want to talk about, gentlemen? Anything we haven't covered as far as your music, projects, upcoming, anything?
Yeah, like I said, we're working on a new album as we speak. As soon as we get enough money to get back into the studio, we'll definitely get that out, and hopefully by the beginning of the year, we'll do that. Tons of shows lined up. We're working with Smash Concert Series, and he's going to keep us nice and busy for a while. So
that sounds good. Okay. You gentlemen, ever thought of doing like a Kickstarter type of thing or anything like that for it? Or
it's one of the things we actually just talked about to do that.
Okay.
So
that seems to be the route that most people are going now. You know, it seems to be a lot easier because all a fan has to do is kick in just a couple of bucks or whatever, and once you pull it all together, hey, we're good to go. Yeah. It's a lot easier than getting up the money all by yourselves. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially you. You're going to be spending a lot of money on diapers and stuff like that now.
Yeah.
But again, congrats on that. That's
wonderful.
I know you're looking forward to it. I remember the good old days when that was, part of my life. I don't want to say too much, but the hard part is going to be later on.
Yeah.
When she becomes a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I just went through that.
Ah, so you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I have a 19-year-old daughter.
Oh, man.
I'm 22, just to age him. If he has a 19-year-old daughter, and I'm 22, and I'm the oldest second oldest besides him.
He became a father at 10, so what can we say?
I also have an 8-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Named Cameron.
Yeah, but they're easy when they're babies, aren't they, Casey?
If you have granddaughters.
Yeah, don't forget your granddaughters, dude.
I don't have any of those yet. I have a step-granddaughter.
That counts.
Still counts. That's okay. They'll be there someday, too, won't they, guys? Then we'll laugh at them.
Yep.
It's sad, though. Josh has been...
when he's pawning his guitar to buy diapers.
Yeah. Or braces.
Yeah. It's kind of sad Josh hasn't been in here long enough, so we can't really make fun of him because we don't know enough about him, but he can play guitar.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. I'm a once-a-week guitarist. I'm just going to come in here and just shred, and then I'm going to leave.
We'll save that for your next visit. By then, we'll have plenty of information on him, right? Mm. Make sure you get that for us.
All right, well, we got one more song lined up. This one's called She's My Girl. It's another one we just recorded. It'll be out very soon as a single.
Okay, good deal.
I want to dedicate that one to my wife, Teresa.
All right.
I want to dedicate it to my mom.
Any others?
Oh, we got to make a shout-out to our mom. She said if we didn't, that she'd be sad, and she'd go to another Rick Springfield concert without us.
Oh, please, give her a dedication.
No, he's so worried. Out them.
Yeah.
She's taking them.
Ah.
No, I don't want to go. I'm not playing that either.
Hey, I was just getting into it.
I'll say, I just made about 4 people that are listening right now very happy.
Including mom.
And that's very sad.
I want to give a shout out to Kyle Smith. He told me to give him a shout out.
I don't think he's listening.
He better be.
He can always listen to the podcast later on.
If he's not listening, he's fired.
There you go.
It's a write-up, Kyle.
No breaks. All right, Brandon, go ahead.
Oh, I start this. Oh.
That's right.
She screams danger, she hears from death, no stranger, but she's still scared.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Hey, hey, this is the Gothabilly Man, your friendly neighborhood beatnik, here to announce that The Wrecking Hours is moving back just a couple hours, same evening, on Monday nights, now from 6 to 8 p.m. Tune in to hear us in our new primetime slot on 89.3 FM, WHFR.FM on the internet. We are the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn.